AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A short time after the Associated Press reported Donald Trump was going to visit Jordan, Trump denied it.
After the AP released its report, Trump tweeted, "Despite my great respect for King Abdullah II, I will not be visiting Jordan at this time." This is in response to the false AP report. Trump told the AP last week that he plans to visit Israel this month. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the U.S. government was making preparations for Trump to also visit Jordan at the request of the Trump campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Campaigning in New Hampshire tonight, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton said some people running for president are using hate speech to boost their campaigns.
"Instead of showing leadership, some candidates in this race are resorting to ugly, hateful rhetoric."
It isn't just Muslim groups denouncing Donald Trump's latest idea.
"We particularly know as a Jewish community what happens when you single out one people on the basis of their faith."
Jonathan Greenblatt is CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. He calls the notion of barring Muslims from entering the country antithetical to American values.
"And it's a completely offensive idea on very many levels."
The Republican presidential contender defended his idea in a round of media appearances, even citing the World War II internment of Japanese Americans in support of it. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Sikh temple in Orange County, California has been vandalized by someone who apparently thought it was a Muslim mosque. A Georgia woman has been sentenced to 190 years in prison on child cruelty charges after prosecutors said she confined her adopted daughter in a chicken coop and an outhouse, tied her by the neck to a tree, and shocked her with remote-controlled dog collars. And police say a homeless man sleeping inside a garbage bin survived two compaction cycles after the bin was emptied into a trash truck in Fremont, California. This is AP Radio News. A judicial panel has decided to consolidate hundreds of lawsuits against Volkswagen over its emissions cheating scandal in California, a focal point of the carmaker's troubles.
The judicial panel on multi-district litigation says a federal judge in San Francisco will have oversight over the more than 450 lawsuits filed across the country against Volkswagen. Last week, the panel heard from a number of lawyers who wanted the lawsuits consolidated in a particular federal district. Volkswagen and the federal government asked the panel to centralize the lawsuits in Michigan. Instead, the panel said it makes more sense for California to be the center of the legal wrangling, in part because there are so many VW owners and dealers there. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Stocks skidded on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones lost 163 points. The S&P gave up 13, and the NASDAQ slipped 4. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.